From picking peas to a debut tonight in the NBA Summer League against the Los Angeles Lakers, we already told you that Cooper Flagg's debut this evening, the most expensive Summer League ticket on record. Lower bowl tickets, $650. Courtside seats, $2,500 for Cooper versus Bronny.
How about that? That's a big-time ticket. It's a big-time ticket price. I mean, I think it was higher than one of the NBA final games. It's just...
OKC.
Yeah. Just crazy that somebody would pay that kind of cash for a meaningless scrimmage. Seems high. Seems like a high dollar amount.
U.S. soccer fans got called out for not paying enough.
That's right. $145 is what the cost is to get in the door for a September match that is coming up. And they got called out by Pochettino for, you know, not showing up to the Gold Cup final. So, hey, listen, the American sports fans will pay. They need stakes generally. This is not stakes, though. This is not stakes at all. This is exactly the opposite of stakes. This is not even a regular season game. This is not even a preseason game. This is a bunch of kids out there playing. Like an AAU game.
I'm triple checking just to make sure that this game is on accessible TV for all of us. And I'm not finding it yet. Pepe, you're going to have to double check me. I got afternoon Summer League. I'm on NBA TV. I got Heat Spurs. I got Cavs Pacers.
Check ESPN. It might be on ESPN.
You think they're going to put it on the main channel?
Yep, there it is. ESPN 2. Couple down. Summer League basketball. There.
It's not nope. It. It's Thunder
Nets. Oh,
it's
5:30. Keep going.
It says 7 o'clock ESPN tonight. Might be afterwards.
7 o'clock ESPN.
There it is.
Okay, God, they're putting it on the main channel.
Yeah.
They're putting on the main ESPN.
This is how in the
bag. I was looking at ESPN 2. I was looking at NBA TV.
This is how in the bag they are for the NBA.
Wow.
Well, they won't even put a baseball game on ESPN.
We got a Home Run Derby preview show.
I didn't know you needed a preview show for the Home Run Derby that's taking place 5 days from now.
Yeah. What is this, mock draft season? McShay
really
versus Kuiper, and then there it is. 7 o'clock, Lakers versus Mavericks. Okay, that's even more exciting.
All right, now, how much of that will you actually watch?
Oh, I'll watch the entire first half for sure.
Really? Okay.
Oh, locked in. And you're probably going to have to do it for tomorrow's show as well. Otherwise, I would text Fred and say, get on it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Cooper Flagg debut, nothing else going on. You're going to have Rangers, Angels.
90 minutes in, yeah.
And then the Flagg debut against Bronny and Cooper Flagg picking peas to tonight.
Let's go back to when he was 11 years old. So all 7 years ago for him. So him and his brother Ace, which by the way, when you're a twin brother,
Ace Flagg,
and one of them is named Ace, do you think that was the one the parents were like, this is my favorite, like initially?
Yeah. Nice little lefty throwing peas instead of picking them. He's like
his name is Ace, mine's Cooper. Like that's not fair.
Oh, it's like Cooper Manning.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go. So he was working at this place called Thunder Road Farm, picking peas. This is from the Athletic. And Dwayne Price had wrote about the fact that he was picking peas on Mavs website. But this is a more detailed story. He was very competitive. So what would happen is that they would pay him, this farm would pay him a dollar. They would pay his brother a dollar, him a dollar, and his other brother, Hunter. He gets $1 for every pound of peas that he picked. Okay. Every pound, he got a dollar. The first week, he got over $100. So he picked over $100 worth of peas in week one. And the people who own the farm, they weren't actually sure if they could afford him. They
what?
This,
there's a pea cap?
There's a pea cap. There's a salary cap. It's a pea cap. They only picked for about 3 hours in the morning before it got too hot, but he was super aggressive. He was like super competitive. He wanted to pick so many peas.
It was a second apron of peas.
He got to the second apron of peas. I mean, they had to do a big time luxury tax. You know, they came back. They said, you know, you pick so many peas, you don't get a glove the next day. You don't get a glove to pick with the next day. Okay. We're not going to give you a bucket. You got to keep them all in your pocket. So we're not even going to do that. But they also grew strawberries, potatoes, and cucumbers, and corn, and pumpkins. So he helped with all that, right?
My mom will be texting me right now saying, remember when you had to do this in the summer? I had to go out my grandmother's garden and can and pick Oh, peas and tomatoes. Miserable.
I don't ever.
Awful.
I don't remember ever remember seeing
people who love gardening. I put it right there with art. RJ and I don't understand those of you who love and appreciate art. When I see a painting, you know, that looks like the outline of a can in red and it goes for $2 million, that infuriates me. But I'll go with people who like gardening just below art in terms of people I don't understand.
Dude, we have these...
But you kind of love it.
I like yard work, but I don't like the landscaping. To me, the lawn mowing... That's for me.
Push mow?
Push, yeah.
You'd rather the push than the ride?
I would look like an idiot with a riding mower on my tiny little lawn. We had a riding mower when I was a kid. We had 2 acres.
Wow.
We had some land. I don't get the landscaping, the garden. To me, picking weeds in the landscape, I said to Sarah, I was like, come on, that's woman's work.
You
get down there and do
Amanda's
that.
Like, oh,
I'm going to mow the lawn.
I'll maintain our garden. Then every year she's bitching at me. Are you going to get the guy to pick these weeds?
Yeah.
Are you gonna get I'm like, where's my cilantro? Where's my mint?
Yeah, your cilantro.
Where's
my
rosemary? You said you were going to garden.
But, you know, like they just reach their hand at anything. We were doing this the other day and she was out there picking weeds in the front yard in the landscaping area. And she reaches her hand in there and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. There's a wasp's nest that looked like the size of a baseball in there. Get your hand out of there. She goes, I didn't even see it. So I'm out there spraying that thing down with the Spectracide, hosing it down.
Wasp nest in the garden.
In the bush.
Okay.
In the bush.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know that. And then there's another one in the same bush. I was like, I didn't know they went in the bush like that.
I thought they were just in the corners of your concrete.
Exactly.
Of your cement, right, Pepe?
Dude, I had one on my camera. I got an alert when I was I was away yesterday, and it said, hey, you got motion in your back door. I said, what? I don't have motion in my back door. Yeah. And there's a wasp just looking at me, its eyes, and it's like looking at me saying, I'm going to come after you, man.
Oh, that's creepy.
Jeez. Yes.
So, you know, but anyway, he was sitting there, and he was just picking so many peas, so many other, you know, red potatoes, doing all kinds of crop stuff. Every summer, they would hire 15 to 20 people. They didn't think they could afford him the next year. They didn't actually want him to come back because he picked so many. But that's what we're getting. We are getting an all-time world-class competitive pea picker.
KG.
Yes. We are getting the Kevin Garnett of pea picking. He is going to be super competitive. Nothing's going to get by him.
Speaking at his press conference after being acquired by the Lakers, DeAndre Ayton was asked, what's it like to be teamed up with your draft mate? How did the top five of that draft go, or the top four? Top five is probably a little bit unfair.
All right, it went Ayton, 1. Trey Young went 3. And Luka went 5, right? I think that's how it was.
Yeah. But who went 2?
2 was Bagley.
Good job, Marvin Bagley.
4. And
4, really good player, just got paid.
Was Jaren Jackson 4?
Nice job, RJ Choppy. Ayton, Bagley, Luka, Jaren Jackson, Trey Young, Mo Bamba, Wendell Carter, Colin Sexton, Kevin Knox, Mikal Bridges, Shea.
That's not a bad draft, man.
No, and that's in order.
That's not a bad draft.
Michael Porter went 14 in that draft. Dante DiVincenzo. I thought Dante DiVincenzo was like 8 years older than
yeah.
that.
I mean, those guys.
Grayson Allen.
The funny thing about that draft is that you either hit or you didn't. There's not really, like, until you get to Grayson Allen, there's not really an in-between. Bridge is a really good player. Trey Young is a really good player. Bagley has been a really good player. Jaren Jackson's been a really good player. Obviously, Luka. And then, obviously, Shea. And, I mean, Colin Sexton's had, I mean, that's probably, I don't know, man. Like, that's been a pretty decent draft.
DeAndre said, quote, it feels like a video game, like somebody set it up. I think someone set it up, honestly. It's an opportunity I won't take for granted. Luka is a once-in-a-generation player. Hearing the shape he's in, he's super ripped. I'm finally glad to be on this side while he's doing all of that. I'm truly excited. So there's another report of Luka Doncic being shredded and ripped up for the season.
Dude, he is, he's going to come out there looking all.
Keep him out of America. Keep him out of the United States. If he skips camp, that'll be better for the Lakers.
Man, it's it. He's
keep him
skip
away
camp.
From that RFK food.
Unless they go and they train in, you know, Slovenia, train in Germany or something.
Yeah, they should.
Switzerland, where they ban our food. This is scary.
Revenge, buddy. Revenge, Luka. Mm-hmm. Colin Cowherd did a little comparison on who he would take moving forward between Luka and Koopa.
Take Cooper Flagg going forward over Luka. Luka has been in the NBA for 7 seasons. That's a grind. And we all know that athletes age differently based on how good a shape they're in. Well, Melo, my comp for Luka, peaked at 28. By 29 years old, his scoring dropped noticeably, was never again top 10 MVP. Melo aged fast. LeBron, at 38, 10 years older than Melo's peak, I mean, he treats his body like a temple. 29 a game, 50% from the field, all-star. So Luka, to me, he's an old 26. And I'm sure he has 4 more peak years. Cooper Flagg may have 12. And Cooper Flagg, day one in the NBA, will be a better defender than Luka. That's not disputable. I look at Dallas today, I look at the Lakers today. Next 5 years, who would you rather be? I would rather be Dallas.
I mean, he is going to be a better defender.
Yep.
That's not really a hot take, I don't think.
Nope. But how much does that really matter?
Exactly. I mean, to Nico, a lot.
Yeah. Someone texted in yesterday, Pat Mahomes better be happy Nico's not the Chiefs general manager.
100%. No doubt about it. You know, it's, I don't know, is it a wild thing to say that over the next 12 years, the Mavs will be better? With Cooper Flagg? 10 years?
The problem
is we just don't know. It's all upside.
Yeah, but Cooper Flagg is never going to score like Luka Doncic.
No.
He's
no,
not.
No, no,
the question is, his defense, his consistent effort, less technical fouls, is that going to make up for Luka's all-time Hall of Fame scoring ability? And is he going to be a better passer than Luka Doncic? Probably not. We know that he'll be a better defender, Flagg. We know he won't be a better scorer. I think we know that Luka will be a better passer. So, like, you got to go ahead and weigh. That's why I love Cooper on this team when Kyrie is back, which may not be this season, because you can have Kyrie, you can have D'Angelo Russell, you can have Anthony Davis score while Cooper does all the grimy, dirty work stuff that a playoff contender needs.
Let's say Luka averages...
Put it like this. If Cooper Flagg and Luka Doncic were both on the Wizards this year as rookies, this would not even be a conversation as to who the better player and pick would be. It would be Luka, in my opinion, by 3 miles. But this fit for Flagg is perfect, but you're not going to score like Luka Doncic ever.
No, let's say Luka is 29, 11, and 11 this year.
Okay.
All right. It's a good year.
Yeah.
Good year, right?
Yeah, it's a good year.
Yeah, he's not scoring 32, but it's a good year.
Triple-double.
And Flagg is, I mean, I 19, 7, and 7.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But he plays much better defense, so he accounts for 7-8 points gained on the defensive side.
Right.
Right, like
that's what I'm saying. How are you going
to
measure it?
It's very difficult to measure because I don't know if they have a stat.
You have to go to war. You got to go to PER and all that stuff. Now,
I don't know if they have a stat that says points gained defensively. I don't know.
Luka rookie year was, because I know that MFFL is already going to it, 21-8-6. And I've already been asked, you don't think Cooper Flagg can do that? I mean, that's really lofty.
That is lofty for year one.
21-8-6.
Yeah, especially when you're gonna have now he's coming into a good team and it's a better team than Luka came into, right? It's a much better team.
Oh yeah,
but you know what is he gonna be asked to do? Luka was asked to score. Is Cooper Flagg asked to facilitate? Is he asked to be a role player? Is he getting the kind of minutes? You know, Luka rookie year, I bet you got 34 minutes a night. Is Cooper Flagg going to get 34? I don't know. I have no idea.
The debut this evening, 7 o'clock on ESPN National TV for Cooper Flagg against the LA Lakers. Why is Peyton Russell disqualifying babies? And Pepe is warning you, don't be a victim of the bag tag scam. It's Thursday at 6:40. That means the payload with Peyton Phillip Russell next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.